It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Trying a new crop comes with all sorts of agronomic challenges. Imagine trying that and not even having a local existing market. That's what Colorado farmer Paul New attempted decades ago when he decided to start growing quinoa. A researcher had experimented with a crop on Paul's land, and he liked the opportunity for water savings and a new potential market.
We had a fairly successful first year in 1987, had a little quinoa, and then it really was get on the phone, start calling chefs, the health food stores, wherever we thought we could sell it, and tell them the story. And before long, people were like, yeah, I'll try it. And we started selling out pretty quick.
New was excited about the response he received from customers who liked the flavor, health properties, and supply of the quinoa.
But we ended up having a lot more trouble with production because all of a sudden, we found that bugs like it, the wind blows it out. It's hard to control the weeds in, particularly when you don't know what you're doing. So it's taken us a few years to really iron out the production. We've also improved the seed for our area. That's spent a lot of time improving the seed, making it a little more uniform, handles our climate maybe just a little better.
Decades later, and Colorado quinoa is a popular brand on many grocery store shelves. With the Ag Information Network, this is Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.